Hachette Audio presents Death of a Liar, written by M.C. Beaton, read by Graham Malcolm. This book is dedicated to my friend Cheryl Price, her father Malcolm, mother Jenny, brother Rupert, nephew Jack, and boyfriend Ben Sawbridge. Chapter 1. Then, one day, there really was a wolf, but when the boy shouted, they didn't believe him. Aesop. Police Sergeant Hamish Macbeth and his sidekick, Dick Fraser, sat in deck chairs in the front garden of the police station, enjoying the Indian summer and the fact that the county of Sutherland in the very north of Scotland seemed free of crime. At Hamish's feet lay his wildcat, Sonsy, and his dog, Lugs, as lazy as their master. The berries on the rowan tree at the gate gleamed as red as Hamish's hair. The air had that clear, sparkling quality, as there was no pollution. The sky was blue, the sun shone down, and Dick folded his chubby hands across his plump stomach and fell asleep. The sudden shrilling of the phone inside the police station cut through the air. Hamish went in to answer it, not expecting anything important, for what nasty thing could happen on such a lovely day? At first he could not make out what the woman on the line was saying. "Calm down," said Hamish in his soft Highland accent. "Take a deep breath. Now, what's happened?"
"It's me, Liz Bentley at Cromish. I've been raped. Oh, help me."
"I'll be with you as fast as I can," said Hamish. He went into the garden and roused Dick. "Some woman up at Cromish says she's been raped. Let's go." Soon Hamish, Dick and the animals were all in the police Land Rover and heading out of Loch Doo and up the west coast of Sutherland to Cromish. It was a long drive, the village of Cromish being situated between...